ministers, physicians, and teachers. Middletown, Connecticut, September 3, 1904. To ministers, physicians, and teachers. Dear brethren, my mind is drawn out in most earnest thought and prayer. The question arises, what do you suppose will be accomplished by the testimonies given to change the order of things that now exists? Testimony after testimony has been born under the special influence of the Holy Spirit to point out to men their mistakes and their dangers. Yet those who have gone out of the way and have needed correction have in their darkness set their unsanctified judgment to work against the Holy Spirit, saying of the part that reproved their course, "Somebody has told her," and of the part in which their wrong course of action was not referred to, "That is of the Lord." It was thus that at the Berrien Springs meeting, men put their human measurement upon the testimonies that were borne to them. The result of this was that those who needed to confess their own sins were led to confess the sins of others. Some tried to specify what was of God in the warnings sent and what was not, and they thought to relieve the situation by taking the position that Sister White is human, and therefore the reproofs coming to them were of human origin. Thus the message sent by God to arrest them from doing harm to themselves and others by entertaining unbelief and refusing to be corrected were made of none effect. So long as this is the way the testimonies are treated, they will have no effect on the erring ones. All the ordained messengers of God, prophets and apostles, were directed to give very straight, decided warnings. Cain slew his brother Abel because Abel referred him to the express direction from God that all sacrificial offerings brought to him were to be accompanied by a slain lamb as the acknowledgement and confession of sin and as a representation of Christ, who was to save the fallen race by becoming himself the great sacrifice. Cain had a faultless offering, with the exception that he did not follow the plan of God by bringing a lamb. Because Abel repeated to Cain God's directions regarding the sacrificial offerings, Cain became very angry and killed his brother. For the past 20 years, the church has been distracted in regard to the proper relation of the medical work to the gospel ministry, because the leader in the medical work has been holding up the gospel minister as inferior to the medical missionary worker. The gospel message, given to warn the world of what is coming as foretold by the prophecies relating to these last days, has not had the impression upon the minds of our physicians that it should have had. The defective plans of the leader in our medical work have been pointed out over and over again, and yet he has kept right on as confidently as if he were supreme in wisdom. I have been shown that although he wrote to me that he had surrendered, yet there has been no real surrender. He will continue to vindicate his course of action. In the past, the burden has lain heavily upon me, as I have been obliged to meet his ways, his suggestions, and his plans, which the Lord has not inspired, and which, if followed, would cause many to turn aside from the truth to fables dressed in angel robes. His associate physicians have been blinded and confused, and the work of God has been retarded by his course of action. And now it is almost impossible to remove the false and misleading impressions that have been made upon the minds of others, impressions which certainly do not tend to increase faith in the light that the Lord has been giving to the Seventh-day Adventists for the past half century. A continuous work, tending to undermine the confidence of many in God's warnings, has been carried on. To those who received his version of things, the end will be infidelity. For our people to look to him to mold the educational work of our students, who are preparing for the sacred work of medical missionaries, would be a great mistake. A great deal of rubbish has been brought to the foundation, a great deal of wood, hay, and stubble in the place of gold, silver, and precious stones. Those who have assisted in this faulty work will, if they repent, be pardoned because of the great mercy of God. Clearly, it is presented to me that the great work for these last days will soon be finished. Was the human nature of the Son of Mary changed into the divine nature of the Son of God? No. The two natures were mysteriously blended in one person, the man, Christ Jesus. In him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. When Christ was crucified, it was his human nature that died. Deity did not sink and die. That would have been impossible. Christ, the sinless one, will save every son and daughter of Adam who accepts the salvation proffered them, consenting to become the children of God. The Savior has purchased the fallen race with his own blood.
This is a great mystery, a mystery that will not be fully, completely understood in its greatness until the translation of the redeemed shall take place. Then the power and greatness and efficacy of the gift of God to man will be understood. But the enemy is determined that this gift shall be so mystified that it will become as nothingness. We shall have false sentiments to meet. Never, never can we afford to place confidence in human greatness, as some have done, looking to man as the angels in heaven looked to the rebellious Lucifer, and thus finally losing the sense of the presence of Christ and God. Who by searching can find out God to perfection? The Gospels set forth the character of Christ as infinitely perfect. I wish I could speak of this so that the whole world could hear the object of Christ's mission and work. Read and search the Scriptures, in which Christ is set forth as the divine object of our faith. When finite man, under the subtle influence of the tempter, comes to question the words of the one who is called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verse 6. His conception of himself increases, and his conception of Christ and God decrease. Search the Scriptures, said Christ, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5, verse 39. The sufferings of the Redeemer, the humility of his human divine character, are not understood, and therefore his virtues are not practiced. The treasures of knowledge to be obtained from God are inexhaustible. The most gifted men on the earth could all find abundant employment from now until the judgment for all their God-given powers in exalting the character of Christ, but they would still fail to present him as he is. The mysteries of redemption, embracing Christ's divine human character, his incarnation, his atonement for sin, could employ the pens and the highest mental powers of the wisest men from now until Christ shall be revealed in the clouds of heaven in power and great glory. But though these men should seek with all their power to give a representation of Christ and his work, the representation would fall far short of the reality. The mysteries of redemption are not presented to the students in our schools as they should be. The theme of redemption will employ the minds and tongues of the redeemed through everlasting ages. The reflection of the glory of God will shine forth forever and ever from the Savior's face. Non-essential questions will be brought in by those who do not purify their souls by obeying the truth. They fall far short of the standard of loving God supremely and their neighbor as themselves. I am bidden to say that sophistries will be brought in to take the place of the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. The message of warning is given. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. This word is being fulfilled among our people. The Lord calls upon every member of the church to be on guard. The voice said, "Be on guard." The Lord Jesus has warned us in his word of what shall be. Will anyone say of this warning, "This does not agree with our ideas," and pay no attention to the warning? The Lord has lifted the danger signal that all may hear and take heed to the warnings. The great danger is in exalting man. Human beings cannot bear exaltation. Jesus invites us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me,
For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30.